Welcome and thank you for joining us today for MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we bring awareness to nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their generosity, their purpose, and their impact. Welcome to MBC. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I invite you to join us for a conversation to learn more about our nonprofit guests today and how they're making a difference in our community. About 7 years ago, I had the same nonprofit as a guest on the show, and we talked about the growing mental health crisis among youth in our community. Fast forward to today, we're going to discuss how our conversation has evolved. What have they learned since the last time we were together? And what can every parent, every educator, coach, business leader, and community member do to help the next generation thrive? Joining me today for the second time around is Tina Jones, Executive Director of Girls on the Run, who empowers girls to build healthy physical and mental habits that will serve them for years to come. Welcome to the show again, Tina.
Thank you for having me back.
You are certainly welcome. So compared to our conversation back in 2019, I think it was, what's changed in the lives of young people and what concerns you the most?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, we talked a lot about mental health back in 2019. And unfortunately, there hasn't been a whole lot that has changed with the girls' mental health and youth mental health, except the fact that we know a lot more and we know ways to help these girls, Okay. Which is so important. When we talked in 2019, we knew youth mental health was becoming even more of a concern. Today, we're seeing higher levels of anxiety, loneliness, depression, girls feeling like they don't belong, and decreased physical activity. Not a good combination.
Right.
So while that concerns me, what gives me hope is that research continues to show that there are ways that can help us solve or help these issues. And they're called protective factors, right? So things like providing caring adults, movement, belonging, and hope. Providing these protective factors to these youth are ways to help them deal with these challenges that they have.
So knowing that these challenges exist, is that why you wanted to get involved in the mission?
I mean,
Girls on the Run?
I love this mission so much. It's really, when I heard about this mission, I thought, that's what I want to do with my life. I mean, it really hit the spot on how I had grown up as a child. And one of those key components that I had for myself is I was surrounded by caring adults. So my parents, my coaches, my friends, my teammates, they all surrounded me with this, you know, loving arms,
support system
that helped me to become the person that I am today. And so when I heard about this program that puts all of those pieces in place, they put the caring coaches, they put the automatic place that you feel like you belong. And then you tie in the social emotional lessons, they'll wrap it into the physical activity. I thought, this is a mission I can get behind. How I would want to raise my children and how I had raised my children and what I want other kids to experience.
So let's talk about that. So you raised two daughters and a son. So did that shape your perspective on youth development?
Absolutely. I mean, it's played so much of a role. Once you become a parent, you really start to understand that, first of all, your kids do not develop at the same pace.
And that's for sure.
You can treat them the same way, and it's still, they can turn out differently. I also learned that I was not a perfect parent, and you don't have to be a perfect parent, right?
Nobody's a perfect parent, right?
No, but what do you need to do? You need to listen to your kids, right? Stop and listen and really Again, surround them with people that believe in them. And most importantly, that first person is that parent, right? Yeah. And if these kids don't have that parent, then who is it? Well, your coaches, your teachers, those people that can surround you, show that they believe in you.
Yeah. As they say, it takes a village, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so many people that can be part of that system, that support system for a kid, but it starts with the parent, I think. Well, many people think Girls on the Run is simply a running program, right? You know, it's obvious, given your title, that they might think that, but tell us what the program is really about.
So yes, we are so much more than running. Running is that tool. That's the goal that the girls set to get to that finish line. But really, we have this amazing evidence-based curriculum that is teaching these girls positive youth development. You know, it's positive youth development program. So the great thing, we are really the top national program across the nation with something that has that evidence-based research.
So Girls on the Run is nationwide?
Absolutely.
With a local presence?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's wonderful. Well, mental health, I think, is being discussed more openly now. They're finding out new things, as you alluded to before. Has that translated into better outcomes then for youth?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's more talk, there's more research, there is definitely better outcomes because we are putting tools in place with these girls to help them. Awareness is important, but prevention is just as important. And that's what programs like Girls on the Run do, is teach those prevention ways of preventing really that downward spiral. And so I'm really, really grateful that more families are talking about mental health, but it's really those conversations need to be more than just conversations. Giving girls opportunities to learn coping skills, confidence, and healthy relationships are so important for these young girls. I've seen it as a parent. I've seen it with these young girls in our program. If they don't have that confidence, they're not going to be able to grow and develop into these young, confident adults. And it's got to start at an early age.
Well, give us an idea of the ages of the girls that you're working with.
So the program is third through eighth grade.
Okay.
And I just love it so much that we are starting with that young age of a third grader, where we're helping them to develop those healthy habits before, as you know, it's easy to get into a habit and hard to get out of a habit. So if we can really teach these girls healthy behaviors, social, emotionally, and physically at that young age, it's just so key for their development.
Tell us then why physical activity is so important for the girls' emotional well-being.
So physical activity is so much more than just shaping our bodies. It's proven that physical activity is also helping with your emotions. It helps you feel better when you're moving your body. Anybody that goes out for a walk or a run or a hula hoop, whatever
doing something physical outside.
Doing something physical, you can feel yourself better, your emotions. It's hard to, one of my friends said to me, Tina, I just love seeing you run along, you know, along the path and have a smile on your face. And she, and I said, you know, it's really hard if you've ever tried to run or move or dance and be unhappy. It really is. So it just is such a natural occurrence when you are out there and moving your body.
And again, not everybody is a runner. So it just, I think the importance that we're trying to convey is that you're just moving, whether you are walking your dogs outside, even if you're doing something inside, but doing something outside in nature, I think is even that much better. And it's important to get to the kids early. You said you work with girls third grade through eighth grade. So we're actually going to take a quick break. But when we return, Tina is going to talk about how they plant that seed early, what they do. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Tina Jones, Executive Director of Girls on the Run. So I think everybody can agree about the importance of activity, physical health, and really the importance of getting to it early on when right. The kids are young. So talk to us about how you plant the seed. What do you do to accomplish that awareness piece?
Yeah, so our program is, as we mentioned, it's for third through eighth graders, but it's an eight-week program, Jill, where the girls are meeting consistently over those 8 weeks, twice a week. They're meeting with their teammates, they're meeting with their trained coaches.
And this is after school.
And this is an after-school program. Okay. We try to reduce barriers, too, where the program's hosted in the schools, so then the kids can go right into the program right after school. They get a healthy snack. Any girl that needs a pair of running shoes before they sign up for the program, we make sure that happens.
Oh, how nice.
So really important, because if you've ever tried to run in shoes that aren't right, it's not easy. And a 5K is a long way. So speaking of the 5K, girls are meeting for twice a week for 8 weeks. They're learning these really important lessons on ways to manage their emotions, dealing with peer pressure and body image, learning the importance of making good friends. Mm. They learn about making an impact in their community. The really cool thing, they actually do a community impact project as part of a team. And while they're learning these lessons, they're training for a 5K. So this is truly a mastery program. We want these girls to have success at the end of the 8 weeks. So that's why it's important that they're coming to every practice and every lesson. And so they're setting goals each week, Jill. Mm. They learn about setting goals and how then as each week goes along, they're able to run another lap. They're able to then run another two laps and keep it going so that when they get to the end of the season, they are ready and prepared to run, walk, or skip across the finish line of the 5K.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And I say run, walk, or skip because, again, we've talked that this is not just a running program. It's right. So much more. We talk about these girls really finding their happy pace. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole lesson in itself.
Right.
And it's a lesson for life, right? We learn that we teach the girls, like, what feels too hard for them, you know, then let's slow it down a little bit.
Right.
Maybe you're not being challenged enough. Let's speed it up. So that's a lesson right in there. And like I said, it's for life. We talk about it how in the, you know, going beyond and in high school and college and in the workplace, everybody needs to find their happy place or you just can't lose it.
Yourself. Yeah.
And then you talk about the mental health challenges.
Right, right.
So,
and I bet
yeah.
the girls don't realize all the wonderful things that they're learning. You know, you talked about all those things. Maybe what they see is this is a fun thing to do with some new friends, and they're building all these soft skills, if you will, that, I don't know, maybe aren't necessarily taught within the walls of the school. So they go beyond. They're part of this program. They realize that they're getting in shape. They realize the importance of the physical activity piece. But what they probably don't realize are some of these other things. You know, how do I deal with emotional stress? Or maybe you talk directly about that. Maybe they understand that. I'm curious, how many schools are you in? Because you can't be doing this in all the different schools, right?
I mean, we're...
You personally.
No,
can't be
right.
Doing it.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So a couple things there that you added. So yes, these girls are finding out that these lessons are definitely, they see the bigger picture beyond, and we'll get to that maybe a little bit later with our new alumni study. But you talk about fun And that's something that is really at the top of the list that we want these kids, our Girls on the Run participants, to have is fun. And one shocking statistic, and maybe not so shocking, but one of the biggest reasons that girls drop out of sports is because they're not having fun.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so, you know.
And we know sports can be very competitive.
And sports can be super competitive. Yeah. And so it's really a good lesson for all sports providers that there's a place, time and a place for those kids that want to go the competitive route. But if you want to just be teaching them how to move their bodies, how to make great friendships, how to feel like they belong and be a part of a team, then they need to have fun.
Okay. Well, you had talked to me before about a Girls on the Run alumni study and how you gain information from that. Share with us what you've learned through that study.
So this is groundbreaking work for Girls on the Run. I like to say that the finish line is really just the beginning. And as we talked about, these girls are learning these really important lessons, but they may not grasp exactly how these lessons are going to help them later in life. And Girls on the Run just came out with a new study that's actually telling us what we knew, we felt, but really, you know, you have to get the research behind
it. You have the data to support it.
The data to say that, yes, in fact, these lessons are helping them later in life. We have, and I'm going to give you some stats, 97% of our Girls on the Run alums say Girls on the Run had a positive impact on their lives. 85% say they're still using the skills. So things like managing stress, and one thing that was brought up a lot, the stress of taking tests, for example, they will use the stop and take a breather lesson, and they remember that lesson and use it when they're, you know, going to take those tests.
I think that's a growing concern. I mean, just with how competitive getting into college is, just the peer pressure of doing well, I just think a lot of kids struggle with that. You know, hot stress with tests, quizzes, performing well, whatever that looks like, either from a sports perspective or academically. So having those types of skills, I can see being such a benefit, as you said, now, and carry them into high school, college, their careers, and so on.
100%. I mean, Jill, I did the stop and take a breather lesson before I came in for the podcast. So I'm still using it. But, you know, and then other lessons like navigating friendships. That's another huge one that our alums are saying. They learned so much about how to work through relationship challenges and use the right words when they are talking with friends. And they are using those lessons later in life, using them in high school and beyond.
Does this include female to female as well as female to male?
You know, I don't know if it went that deep. Okay.
It's more about navigating
friendships overall. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then this is a great stat. 90% say the program helped how they see themselves. So that's just really important. As we know,
self-confidence,
that self-esteem. We have a lesson that's on negative self-talk and how we need to change that conversation in our head. So important. And a great lesson for adults.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. So, and then just overall, there was a general consensus with our alums that the coaches and the caring that they showed the girls matter. It made them feel like they belong.
So important.
So important.
Yeah. Give us some examples then, because we like to hear success stories or proof of performance, we call it, you know, just so that people listening know what you're doing works. You talked about it in the alumni study, you know, and the stats show that. But give us some impact stories.
Yeah. So, I mean, if anyone came to our 5K, you could see that these stories play out with every little girl that is going along the course. She's got her running buddy who's often a family member, and that story is right there before your eyes. Mm. But I have a great story where we just had a little girl named Ava who joined us at our sneaker soiree, which is our biggest fundraiser we host every year.
Okay.
And Ava, her mother told us the story that she was really such a bright third grader, but was struggling with her confidence, and she was very shy and had a very hard time making friends. And her mom just needed to find some way to help Ava. Mm-hmm. And she heard about this Girls on the Run program, signed her up, and it was just made the world of difference. Mm. And so Ava's mom came and spoke at our sneaker soiree and talked about how this program changed Ava's world. Mm. Ava stood up by her confidently with this big, beautiful smile on her face in front of 400 people, just shining her bright star. Colleen shared that their morning walks changed from, "Mom, today isn't going to be a good day," to hearing Ava say, "I am strong, I am smart, and I am capable."
Mm.
Right out of the Girls on the Run lessons books.
Mm.
And this, to hear that story and then to see Ava move from being this shy little girl to this beautiful, shining, bright star.
Mm.
This is what this program does for young girls.
Yeah.
We see it day in and day out. Our coaches see it. They are the, you know, those caring mentors and role models for these girls to really help bring it out in them.
So let me get back to what I was thinking about earlier with how you're the executive director and you can't be in every school, obviously. So do you visit the schools and talk about the program, and then does the gym instructor or the physical activity director or whatever it happens to be, they become the coach and they lead the program in their respective school? Or how
yeah,
do you,
great,
how do you carry
great
out
question.
These programs all throughout
so,
the community?
So we have partner sites with mostly schools. About 95% of our sites are schools. We partner with them and they provide, and we're at over 150 schools across just southeastern Wisconsin. That's the counties we serve, seven counties. 50% of our girls are in Milwaukee County. 50 to 60% of our families need financial assistance. We believe that every girl should participate in this program and have that opportunity, believe in access for all.
Right.
And so we make sure that that can happen. But when we partner with a school, that takes a little while to find that right partner, because you need to find somebody who's willing to volunteer their time. Mm-hmm. They work in the school. They that person we call our site liaison, basically, and they can coach as well. But really what they're doing is they're marketing this program to their families. They're the ones that know their families the best. They know the girls that for sure need to be in this program and be a part of this program. And so we partner with the schools. They provide the site liaison to market the program to the families. They also provide the safe space where the girls host the practices. There's indoor space. We like to be outdoors whenever we can.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, you know, there's work to be done besides the running, like we talked about. We have journals. The girls are writing in journals. They're taking notes. There's other things that they're doing besides just the movement piece.
Mm-hmm.
And so there needs to be a space for that. And then the schools will provide additional coaches. And when you say, is it the PE teacher? And, you know, it really is somebody who's passionate about this program.
Could be a parent, I imagine.
It can be a parent.
Yeah.
It can be. Oftentimes we get school psychologists and school counselors that it's just an extension of their work, really.
Mm-hmm.
PE teachers, like you said, will have school principals, parents get involved. And so that's what can take the longest for us, is really finding that key or those key people that are willing to say, yes, I can volunteer my time to host this program after school for the girls. But what we do, Jill, is we provide everything that they need. We have, like I talked about, this research-based curriculum, which has everything in it for these coaches to run their lessons. Mm. So if you've ever coached a program in the past and you've had to like make up the lesson plans or make up you don't have to do any of that. In fact, we don't want you to make up anything.
Okay.
This program has been intentionally designed and their results show, you know, that it's working. And so we want the coaches to teach it as intended. And so we have it all right there for them. We provide all of the materials that they need. So like I talked about, there's journals, there's lap counters, because the girls will get little bracelets or little beads to help them count laps as they're working on their goals. There's note cards and just so many different things to support the activities.
Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry about it. If someone listening is saying, I love to run, or I love physical activity, or I like to work with children in that space, they can reach out to you, ask what's involved, and you really provide everything.
And we make it easy. We make it super easy. And the other piece that makes us different from many positive youth development programs is that we train our coaches. Mm. All of our coaches have to go through background checks, CPR certification for at least one coach on the grounds. And they have an online portion as well as a face-to-face portion where we're talking and teaching the coaches how to facilitate the lessons.
Okay.
So we put a lot of time and energy into making sure these coaches have everything that they need. Because again, like what are we talking about and hearing about? It's the caring coaches that make a difference.
Yeah, yeah. And then that extended support system within the family. You talked about how the alumni are responding, what they got out of their experience. And I imagine that the people that are providing the support get so much out of it as well. And you've led the organization for what, like 14 years. What have you learned from the girls over that course of time?
Boy, I tell you, I've learned, again, when we talk about that piece about having fun. I was always went through competitive athletics my whole life with gymnast, triathlon, then just a runner, and was always kind of down that path. But this program just really opened my eyes up to that importance of these young kids having fun and joy and support. And I had that myself, but I didn't understand that other programs or the way other programs were being taught weren't always providing that, because I was lucky enough to get it in my own life. Mm. And to see and hear that and to understand that difference, that opened my eyes so much. And that is, again, right at the top of my goals, my team's goals, our whole organization. We want to make sure all girls have access to this program. They have caring coaches. They have a safe environment. They have teammates that care about them. And we provide this environment where they're going to just blossom.
And they're going to have fun.
And they're going to have fun. Girls just want to have fun.
That should be your theme song.
Right.
But I know my youngest daughter is an accomplished athlete and played select sports in her earlier years. And when she got to college, she just said, I'm burnt out. And she still got involved, but not at the level that she had scholarship opportunities. And she really chose not to go down that route because she just said, I want to have fun. I want to have a fun college experience. And I've heard that from so many parents that unfortunately athletics is so competitive nowadays. And there's a space for that. Don't get me wrong. Right. I mean, if you have a child that is very accomplished in sports, in a particular sport, and they want to go that route, that's great. But I know I have heard personally from so many girls that they're just burnt out and they want to just do something because it's fun, just for the fun of it. So if our community invested more intentionally in girls in this specific area, what would that future look like?
You know, you would just see so many more leaders, young girls that become young women that are leaders in our community, if we can't plant these seeds early and teach these healthy habits at a young age, there's just so many detrimental effects to just life in general. Life gets challenging. So let's give them the tools early on so that they can be productive workers, productive and healthy, healthy within and healthy without for their families and everyone in between. Yeah. But you've just got to plant those seeds early. It's really, really hard to start up these healthy habits later in life.
Right, right. Well, if someone's listening today and wants to help in some way, what would you say is the most meaningful way for somebody to get involved?
Gosh, we have so many ways to get involved, which I love so much. So volunteering is one of the top ways to get involved. We have intensive volunteering where you could be a coach. And again, I've kind of laid out that. But then we have done-in-a-day volunteering opportunities. Come to our 5K. You can work at registration, work a water stop, see this program in action and really make a difference in a young girl's life. We have opportunities to donate. When I talked about the financial piece, we have over 60% of our families are in need for this to get financial need. And so we have awesome fundraisers. I talked about our sneaker soiree and golf for girls and different ways to get involved if you want to do that. Again, those are some of the top ways is volunteering, donating. We also have a really fun program that's called our Soulmates program. So if you are an athlete and you want to go for a really challenging goal, oftentimes it'll be a half marathon or a marathon. We have a whole Soulmates program where adults will work towards their goal and they raise money for Girls on the Run.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, okay. So that's really neat.
That's a great way to support.
It's a great way. So you're accomplishing your own goals while you're supporting the young girls.
Right. Okay, mm-hmm. So tell us then the best way to get you. Is it through your social channels? Do you have a website? What's the best way for people to connect with Girls on the Run?
Yes, go to our website at gotrsewi.org.
One more time.
gotrsewi.org.
Okay, so it's basically Girls on the Run, Southeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
.org. Okay. Okay. We could go on and on, I'm sure, for many more minutes here talking about all the great work that you do, but we're just trying to plant that seed for letting our audience learn about Girls on the Run and all the great things that you're doing and how you're making an impact in our community. So thank you, Tina Jones, Executive Director of Girls on the Run. Thank you for being here again today for the second time. I just appreciate you sharing all the ways that you're making a difference for young girls in many, many different ways. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
You're certainly welcome. I invite you to join us every week as we drop new episodes every Thursday morning and learn about a new nonprofit that maybe you've never heard of before. You can learn how they are making that difference, and you can also learn how you can make a difference through your time, talents, and resources. So join us every week as new episodes drop. And I encourage you, as always, when you're out in the community, whether you're at home, at work, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.